So yeah, back to the nuclear torpedo man, Damis. Yeah, and as I was leaving the courtroom, so I got the man Damis out, and it took, it was like 30 seconds or less, or 35 seconds or less. I managed to get it out thanks to Cece, and as I was leaving the courtroom, I yelled, "Oh, I demand to see immediate proof of jurisdiction." I don't know if it matters or not, the whole jurisdictional issue, but jurisdiction is a huge thing in law. And I threw that in there kind of like a knife from my boot as I was leaving the courthouse. I said, "I demand to see immediate proof of jurisdiction." Jurisdictional issues are complicated, and I don't know exactly how they work or, how people claim rights for a jurisdiction, but that was also part of the mandamus motion. So, a potential part of the mandamus motion. So, after this, I don't remember. I don't think I came back to court. I may have come back to court. They may have brought me back to court another time. And they said, "You've been ruled unanimously incompetent. You're going to Napa." Yeah, Napa State Hospital. So, unanimous incompetence, okay? You can look up other cases that Jimmy James Cramer Kangaroo has presided over, like the Bart Stabber case. Some guy who's been, hospitalized over 18 times with psychiatric arrests. And committed murder by pushing a female. I don't know. Did he push a female? Either he stabbed a female on the BART platform, or like shoved her in a train. I don't know what happened exactly, but he had a unanimous split decision competency. They had a big time figuring out, oh, is he competent? Well, yeah, it's split. He can manage himself. Or the Oakland ghost ship fire. Issue. Yeah, split competency. He can represent himself. He's got to show, penitence. So these clowns, they're playing a whole different game with criminal defamation with intent to illegally incarcerate in maximum security prisons and psych wards, and murder with pharmaceutical poisons. So they denied every last bit of legitimacy of my mandamus motions, didn't even address it. And he reared up and double leg kangaroo kicked me to Napa State Hospital for 6 months. So, anyways, prior, so there was a time lapse between the decision to send me to Napa and actually taking me to Napa. I don't know exactly how long it was. I wanted to stay in Santa Rita. I did not want to go to Napa under any circumstances. And so I kept working. My stepmom, Becky Voorhees, she used to be a bar lawyer. Her license has expired, but she knew a bit of law and she was helping me as best she could. I was sending her notes. And yeah, they read all your ingoing and outgoing communications illegally from mail. They have to check for gang codes. You might be plotting to smoke some weed instead of cigarettes. It's big business. Commissary and cancer and forced toxins at gunpoint via criminal defamation from crazy quack bunny pharma sorcerer geek corporate interests. So, yeah, I talked to Becky on the phone and I said, "Becky, demand the court transcripts and file the follow-up mandamus motion." So the court transcriptionist, they would not send the transcription of the court hearing. They said, "Oh no, we're overloaded. We can't do it." Yeah, that's right. They just violate every last codified law. There is no law. There's only business interests. And so I had to dictate it to her over the phone, like verbally. And so she wrote it up and did her best to file it, like electronically. And no response, no response. They don't care. If it's not done by a bar bunny, it doesn't mean anything. If you're not part of the criminal syndicate, you can't do anything in the legal world. Well, that's what they think, at least. So,